Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I'm the grandson of President Gamal Abdel Nasser, the leader of the Egyptian Revolution, and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Gamal Abdel Nasser was not just a political leader. He was a revolutionary spirit who stood against centuries of European colonial dominance, not only over land, but over the very minds and dignity of nations. When he stood up to the colonial powers during the Suez Crisis, and when he made the bold decision to nationalize the Suez Canal, defying Britain, France, and their global allies, he shattered the myth that the West's authority was absolute. He broke the mental monopoly that had long told our people that they cannot resist, that they cannot question, and cannot rule their own destiny. That moment was not just about the canal. It was about reclaiming the pride of nations, our right to decide our voice as free people, and the world was forced to listen. Today, this revolutionary spirit must rise again. We face a new form of dominance, not with guns and flags, but through media, schools, culture, and international institutions. The modern globalist elites have created a new form of empire, one that tells nations how they must think, live, believe, or even feel. They tell us that our traditions are outdated, that our values must be erased, that we must forget who we are and embrace the artificial version of reality. They dare to deny even the most basic truths, such as what it means to be a man or a woman. They want to rewrite culture, biology, and morality according to a global agenda that serves their profits and power. And they dare to deny that sovereign nations like Egypt and others should have the right to pursue their own path if it does not align with the Western worldview. The monopoly of minds, like the colonialism before it, will surely fall. And when it does, the world will remember that freedom begins with the courage to say no. Thank you, and see you here again next time on RT.